The flaring of natural gas in North Dakota dropped to 13% in December. In November, that figure was 14%. The highest amount of flaring comes from wells on the Fort Berthold Reservation, where 20% of gas was flared. The state has an overall goal of reducing flaring to 12%, but State Mineral Resources Director Lynn Helms says that might be tough to do. He says the one big impediment is securing rights away on Bureau of Indian Affairs controlled land for new natural gas gathering pipelines.
There's conversations going on about how can we take some of the hurdles out of that right-of-way process.
Helms says there are numerous approvals required on BIA land. He's hoping that Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke will come to this May's Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, and he will be able to get together with Tribal State and the BIA to find some ways to shorten the process. Also, as gas production increases, the state's current infrastructure, pipelines and processing plants, is pushing capacity. Helms says natural gas is now making money.
There was a time period in 16 and 17 where it was a money loser. Every cubic foot of natural gas that was gathered and processed cost money. That's how we got in this position, where there is no spare capacity for any kind of growth. We're back in that situation where as fast as you can build it, they will fill it.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.